Hi, Simsim lovers! Welcome to Kesimsim Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal. Thank you for joining me in this episode, a podcast featuring conversation of inspiration from the lovely people. This week, I'm talking with Taf Williams, inspiring by his vegan journey. Hi, Taf Williams, aka The Dirty Vegan. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what's your name and what you do for our listener.
So yeah, my name's Taf. Kind of a nickname, but everyone, that's kind of what I've been called for the last 20 years. So we'll stick with Taf. I am in the British Army.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Yes, I'm from Wales originally, but now I live in England.
So this the dirty vegan thing. how long you've been a vegan?
I've been vegan now for I think just over 2 years. Yeah, just over 2 years.
Like, how you get here? Like, this idea of this lifestyle?
So I do quite a lot of fitness, and if anyone kind of follows me on Instagram, they'll see that most of my kind of posts are either food related or kind of fitness. So it started about 2 years ago. I was getting kind of really bad, I don't know if you'll understand when I say this, but IBS symptoms.
Oh, IBS, so like, I know. So like, yeah, it's like digestion bad. Something.
Yeah, and I used to have a lot of dairy, and it was happening for about 8 or 9 weeks, and I was getting quite worried. So I went to the doctors. I thought at the time I was allergic to kind of like lacto intolerant. However, I found out I wasn't. I'd actually become allergic to the protein within dairy. So I just cut dairy out completely.
I mean, actually, I feel the same. Like, I mean, maybe like, I don't know. 5 years ago, I'm fine with dairy. Now, I think when I like ate too much, it's make me break out. So like,
yeah, dairy it's really really bad. But yeah, so I cut dairy out, and I follow a lot of guys and girls that run, and they were saying all this kind of stuff. Oh, I've gone vegan and I've got so much quicker. And I thought, do you know what? I wanna try this out. So I had 4 weeks, and I had
four weeks at first.
Yeah, so I had 4 weeks and I had a half marathon coming up. I thought, right, I'm gonna change my diet, go vegan, see if it changes. So I run marathons quite regularly. Anyway, so I did it for 4 weeks, and the half marathon came, and I think I beat my time for about 9 minutes. So that, yeah, it's not many. It wasn't just purely because of my diet. The route was flat as well, but my recovery time since going plant-based is crazily faster.
So like how it felt like after that?
I just felt so much lighter. My energy levels are high. My energy level is higher than they've ever been. My recovery time is so much quicker.
Oh, compare when you eat meat and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel so much lighter in yourself, and that, when it comes to running and fitness, there's no other diet or lifestyle that's like, if you're going to compete at a decent standard, you should have. It just benefits you so much.
Yeah, it's true. Like, also, what have you learned from become a vegan? Like, you know, the knowledge that you got and experience.
So originally, it kind of started off. I did it just for dietary, and then the more I've being vegan, going to the kind of animal welfare side of life.
Really?
I don't. It's creepy. Yeah, there's a few documentaries on kind of YouTube, but a lot of people watch these then gone vegan. I kind of did it the other way around. I was vegan about a year, and I watched these. But things like Game Changers.
Yeah, I watched that. That's pretty awesome.
And recently, I can't remember what it's called now. Sea Spiracy.
Oh, Sibiracy, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. How much we're plundering and how much we're ruining the environment for just to eat.
Exactly, yeah.
Meat. It's, I've also learned cooking as well. So, I mean, I cook quite a lot of different stuff now, and I've learned how versatile vegetables are, and an array of dishes you can make which you wouldn't think of before. Before I was vegan, I could have like put a pepper on a plate and thought, oh, that's quite boring. Now I can turn that pepper into four or five dishes. So yeah, it's really helped me and kind of developed me with cooking.
Nice. Like, I think I should be. I mean, I already planned best, but it's just 80%. I still eat meat on the weekend, you know. I mean, yeah, it's good.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's true. And also, you're gonna need to level up your experience and your conscious, I think. Yeah.
What's that, sorry?
And yeah, like, you need to level up your conscious, because if you're not really aware and you not really have a willpower for it, it's like not for you. It's really when someone really has the real power.
That's kind of I kind of unfortunately, a lot of people that are vegan will try and pressurize people into doing what they want to do, which I don't believe in. Everybody should be entitled to do what they want. Just because you or somebody may eat meat doesn't mean I should judge you for that. It's your own, it's people's body. They should be allowed to do what they want. But what I will do is, people ever ask me, like, for example, today.
Mm-hmm. But do you think genetics play a role also, like body type and etc.?
I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people kind of try and be what people want them to be on social media and things like that, and it kind of like it's almost trendy as well and things like this.
Yeah, true.
Unfortunately, yeah. we live in a world where people do care what they look like, and they do want to try and fit, and they do want to try and fit certain kind of criterias.
Yeah, true, true. They're not really the reason is not really genuine enough when they try to become a vegan. They just want to follow the trend, but not really the idea why you not eat meat, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, we have a thing in the UK, I don't know if you have it in the Philippines, called veganery. So it's basically in January, all the supermarkets, they start making a lot more vegan products to try and encourage people, which is good. But at the same time, all they're doing, just jumping on the wagon, trying to make money out of people.
Always like that. People who take advantage of other people.
That's what supermarkets are there for, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. So, like, what's the biggest challenge for you as a vegan? Like, people always wondering, like, where the vegan get protein and minerals, vitamins, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
So I kind of answer two questions here. Kind of like, a lot of people will think that protein is an issue, or iron is an issue. But if you kind of look at like documentaries like Game Changer, it explains to you kind of that's not the situation whatsoever. If you think about it, people go, oh, we get all our protein from chicken. But where does the chicken get its protein from?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, if you think that way.
You're actually getting less protein from meat because it's going almost through like a filter system by going through the animal. Where we can go straight to like peas. Peas have got more protein in than a lot of chicken. But also B12. B12 is kind of...
B12 in the meat, right, they say.
You're right. You're right in what you're saying. So one of the kind of advice I had before I went vegan was, you've got to take B12 vitamins, which I do. I take B12 every day. But I got told...
You mean vitamin
to
of the chemical?
Yeah, B12 vitamin. Which I take every day, because I got told you can't find it in meat. Sorry, you can only find it in meat.
I see. Yeah, that's what I heard too. Is that really?
Yeah, right. Here's kind of MythBuster. B12 originates from, B12 is a vitamin found in soil. And the reason a lot of the reason you is plant-based diets have a low B12 kind of level in the body is because a lot of vegetables now are washed away with chemicals.
Yeah.
That gets rid of B12. The only reason meat has B12 in is because it's pumped into the animals. A lot of manufacturers will pump B12 into the animals.
Oh.
So yes, you do need B12 as a vegan, but a lot of meat eaters will have low B12 as well unless the animal they brought has pumped in. So yeah.
Yeah, and also like what the meat, I mean, what they eat also as animals, right? Some people not really have a fresh or free wild animals.
Yeah, that's kind of I'm not against people eat meat. People have eaten meat for years. I do not do that to me. However, what I don't agree with is a mass manufacturing of meat just to satisfy like KFC, Burger King.
Yeah, like they just slash it without, I don't know, not even say sorry or like, I'm sorry, I need to cut, you know, like just cut with the machine.
And these people who go to McDonald's that don't actually realize what they're eating.
That
meat has a lot of other stuff pumped into it. If you could eat meat locally sourced, organic, I think that, yes, that would be probably the best.
It's true, but it's not, I mean, right now, nowadays, it's like pretty rare. Like organic, organic. Must be give animals hormone, right? I think.
Yeah.
I think my problem with the meat or dairy in general, I think the hormone, and it's really, you know, like mess up my body too. I think.
Actually. It will, because of all kind of all the like not only do you have carcinogenics within animals, so you're getting tired of that from it, but. That's even just from organic meat, but then if you look at like mass manufactured meat, it comes from the supermarket, it's being washed with chemicals, like chicken. Chicken is quite large chicken, it's pumped with water and like a sterile solution.
Yeah. That's what a waste, right? Like we just eat chemicals in right there, really.
Like, I mean, also, yes, you get a veg as well, because veg has got obviously sprayed with insecticide and things like that, but it's not as much.
At least if chemicals in plant, you can wash with, I don't know, a soda or baking soda or.
And you go, yes, in, you can't. You
or
can't
vinegar.
Wash out. Yeah, exactly. But with meat, you can't wash out the meat, chemicals already in the bloodstream. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true actually. But I think it's just people who used to eat meat for years and. The idea of it that it's healthy, the bone, you know, something like that. It's really
that was me. I used to eat rare steak. I used to eat like steak was pretty much just about cooked. I used to love meat so much.
It's a really big deal, right? Like it's
it is, yeah. It is.
Yeah, day and night. Differences. What's one thing you wish you had known before you become a vegan?
I kind of think the effect that,
like, how you prepare, maybe, you know, like how you prepare, like before you become vegan.
I was quite prepared.
Are you going cold turkey? Like just cut the meat.
Oh, I went
like,
cold. Yeah, like, yeah. I went cold turkey completely.
Really?
My friend was vegetarian, so I kind of knew about the B12 kind of.
Yeah.
I didn't know the actual reason behind it until I watched Game Changers, but. I was quite educated. What I didn't know was, before going vegan, obviously the effect I was having on eating as much meat and kind of milk as I was, and what was going on in my body. That's something I wish I knew beforehand.
Because you never really know when you don't have this lifestyle.
No, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I also feel that way actually, but the symptom when I withdraw the meat, it's feel weeks for a couple days, and after that will be fresh again. They said, is that true?
Yes. I think with people, how do you? Vegans are so expensive, meat substitutes. It's like, well, it is expensive if you buy substitutes, but. That's like saying if you go out and buy expensive steak, it's going to be expensive. I use mushrooms as my alternative.
Oh yeah, it tastes like meat. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, so good and cheaper than going buying manufactured substitutes like that.
Yeah, and it's easy to digest also, right?
Yeah, and 9 out of 10, you know where it's coming from.
Yeah, you really know. Yeah, it's true. Also, what is like your biggest mistake and what you've learned from a vegan lifestyle?
It fits into me personally and me going vegan. I think my biggest mistake was, or is, or what I say was, because I kind of don't know, but I think it's not being yourself. Like I said, trying to fit in with people, trying to fit a stereotypical person and living style or kind of where you know it's not who you want to be.
Like trying to fit in or fear of missing out. Yeah.
I
feel the same actually.
In kind of like it's quite a manly kind of job. I got a lot of stick for going plant based. A lot of stick for going vegan. I could quite easily said, yeah, you know, I am. I go back to eating meat, but I didn't. I'm glad I never listened to them. A lot of people are asking me about a vegan diet. Like a year ago, they were joking and making fun at me for kind of.
Yeah. One of my friend who already vegan also, their friend gonna say to him like, "Oh, you a rabbit. You eat, carrots." This something like they mocking and yeah, this idea of people who are dumb, like, come on, right?
My kind of food I make, and it's not just carrots.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's different in every country, right?
Yeah, so I think my biggest mistake was not going plant-based before, but the main one was living kind of under a shadow and allowing myself to be told who I am and what I want what to do and kind of not be myself. And kind of
is this your friends, family, co-workers?
I think it's that in society in general and trying to kind of fit a shape.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But yeah, I really wish I kind of went plant-based a long time ago.
Yeah, I think there is a point in everybody's life they really afraid to be their authentic self. Like even myself, I also like that, especially in my early 20s, I'm gonna like, okay, what people say I need to be like this, because like we need like validation of like acceptance, I think.
I think some of us need assurance from other people that we're okay. But even like meditating, I wouldn't meditate in front of people because people.
Tell me about the meditation and things that you've been experienced.
Like a non-Buddhist person, a white person in the UK, to meditate is quite rare. Uh-huh. A lot of people think it's weird.
Oh, people think like voodoo or, things. Oh my goodness.
I meditate daily, and
that's amazing.
The best thing getting into meditation is one of the best things I've ever done for mental health, for my own personal mental health.
So like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a commitment.
Between,
like,
10, mm-hmm.
10, 10 minutes.
20 minutes every day. 10 to 20 minutes, yeah.
I think it's really calmed the nerve and the stress, for sure.
Yeah, it depends. It kind of depends what you're meditating for, but it allows you to kind of open yourself up but kind of just wipe your head clean.
Do you meditate with the guidance voice of, or are you just listening music or pure quiet?
I've got a kind of book and a guided meditation CD from a guy called Jack Kornfield. He's an American guy. So my uncle, he's a Ramakrishna. He's been a Ramakrishna for about 40 years now. He teaches meditation. Mm-hmm. It was him who gave me this guy Jack Cornfield's book. He's got YouTube as well. He's got some really good YouTube guided meditations.
Oh, what's the address? The YouTube name?
Jack. It's Jack Cornfield. It's Cornfield start with a K. Mm-hmm. K-O-R-N-F-I-E-L-D.
Take note, guys.
Really good.
Yeah.
Because he's got some really good sessions for beginners as well. Some really good beginners meditations.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing because sometimes we need the guidance, and if we're new to meditation, I think we need a voice to follow with. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what advice would you give to someone if they want to be a vegan, or they think, I think just because I have this problem with health, I'm gonna try a vegan and see for myself, you know? What's the advice you would give them?
I think don't put pressure on yourself. I would watch things like Game Changers is a very good documentary to watch.
The Game Changer, yeah.
It talks a lot about nutrition kind of things like that. There's a lot of myths. A lot of people go, it's expensive. It isn't expensive. If you can learn to cook with just vegetables, it will be a lot cheaper. And I never worry about kind of how much protein I'm getting. I just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
Kind of don't worry about, oh, I need so much peas, or I need so much iron. Just eat what you want to eat.
Mm.
You'll get the minerals and the vitamins that you want from the majority of dishes.
I think like trial error and like just follow, what's
the guy called? Is it kind of? I'm not sure he's British or American. A guy called Miguel Barclay. He does the first kind of book I used was a book called Miguel Barclay's 1 pound Vegan Meals. Of Amazon, and it literally each meal will cost you £1 in the UK, so maybe $2 US. And it's just using very, very, very simple ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that use that book religiously for months. Now I'm just so used to cooking, I just kind of do what I want.
Yeah, I think when you're used to it, you can play with ingredients and make your own recipe and stuff. It's pretty,
yeah, but it's only expensive, it's pretty cool. if you make it expensive. You can be plant-based for very, very cheap if you decide to just eat veg.
Yeah, actually it is. Like, even it's maybe people not realize, I don't know, depending on the country, when you're eating outside, it's more expensive rather than you cook by yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it's like in the UK now. There's loads and loads of places you can eat outside.
Like junk food, especially.
And
it's easy.
don't look for packaging that says vegan, because a lot of things are vegan that aren't labeled vegan.
So it's like buyers, people should buy. And
yeah, so just look for something. Look, like for example, you may look at, I don't know, a dessert or a pack of biscuits. As long as it hasn't got milk or eggs in the ingredients, you can have it. It might not say it's vegan, but if it hasn't got egg or milk in it, it's vegan. And a lot of companies will say may contain milk. That's because they have to for legal reasons. So yeah, my kind of biggest tips is read labels, read ingredients. Don't just go looking for a big vegan thing on a package, because sometimes it won't be there, and you can find some really, really good things that are vegan friendly, that aren't advertised as being vegan. You just need like the ingredients.
Yeah, I think some people, or I don't know, industry gonna put any trend just to make you buy, but not really. So it's like you need to control like what you eat. But, I mean, it's easy to say than done, right?
I find like pasties and cakes and things that doesn't say it's vegan on it, but when I look at the ingredients, there's no milk or egg in it, and it's soya, so that's vegan, so I'm having it.
So people really need to read the ingredients.
Read the ingredients, because you'll get some really, really good things which will surprise you that you didn't know were vegan.
Yeah, some company will be like tricky and not really put the name on it, but it's milk on it.
for example, I brought some bacon bits last week. Well, I looked at the ingredients, It was soya and it was bacon flavoring, so it was synthetic, so it wasn't meat, so I could eat it. So I could eat bacon bits that taste like bacon, but it had no animal product in it.
So it's amazing. It's really people like they know how to trick the mind, I think, with the blenders, and yeah, when they really know how to cook it well and which ingredients and how to cook, it really tastes good. I mean, I tried some vegan food also. It tastes good, actually.
It will. You end up using spices that you've never used before. My cooking now is so much better than it used to be because I'm used to what I need.
What they say, learning by doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Tao Williams. Thank you for inspiring us in this program. I hope next time we can talk about another topics maybe in this podcast. You guys should follow him. What's your Instagram account?
So my Instagram is plant_based_mustache_ride.
That's a long one. Yeah, I'm going to put the link below also.
On there. Yeah, it's loads of things on there about meditation, kind of vegan cooking. And if you ever want to kind of ask for advice, then if you send me a PM on there, then I'll be happy to kind of answer your questions as well. Thank you.
Nice. So I'm looking forward to talk to you again. And thank you so much. Thank you so much to become my guest in this episode.
Thank you.
Right, guys, if you want to be in my episode and sharing your idea, follow me on Instagram and slide to my DM at Crystalia Nike. I'm going to put the link below. And thank you again. I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.